You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Before we dive into today's featured wedding planning workshop, I want to take just a minute to highlight the most important part of our entire conversation that we're going to have today on hiring a wedding planner. You should approach researching and hiring a wedding planning professional with a rock-solid wedding mindset and a complete shared vision of your core priorities with your partner. Your wedding mindset and your personal priorities and values cannot be outsourced to even the best wedding planner on the planet, because those things are unique too and can only stem from within you. And if you turn your wedding day over to a planner without giving any deeper thought about what it is that you truly want out of your celebration, then you're gonna get a cookie cutter result. And that's fine for some couples, but we're here to dig a little bit deeper, because the more you put in, the more you get out. In other words, the more inner work you do here throughout your engagement, the richer your wedding celebration and your life beyond your wedding. And I'll say quickly, it is, again, such an honor to walk beside you during this incredibly special time in your lives. And thank you very much for including me and the Wedding Planning Podcast in your plans. And with that, let's dive into today's workshop on hiring a wedding planner and or day of coordinator.
Now, you might be beginning to wonder if you need to hire a professional wedding planner. And before we review a guided list of questions to help you make that decision, let's do a quick overview of what a wedding planner, or a wedding coordinator, as it's sometimes called, what this person does, and some very general price points that you can expect. And of course, please note, these are very generalized definitions and pricing estimates, and you should always agree on a clear contract before hiring any wedding professional, wedding planner included. First off, we have day of planning and coordination services. If you're concerned about having help on the actual wedding day with timing, all the random logistics, and having a point of contact who is not you or anyone in your wedding party, ideally, and you're just looking for a helping hand, then a day of wedding coordinator can be a huge asset. Price points vary greatly based on experience, location, time of year, and a ton of other variables, but you can expect to pay probably anywhere from about $500 up to a couple thousand dollars for this level of service. And then on the other hand, we have full service wedding planners and or event designers. Now, this is the wedding planner who's going to meet with you regularly throughout your engagement. They will handle research, booking, follow-up, and in some cases, they'll even design the overall decor, the flowers, the tablescapes, and overall aesthetic of your wedding celebration. A full-service planner will likely guide you through a variety of options for different vendors and services, and will even follow up with you and see things through all the way up to your wedding day. Much like day of coordination services, price points vary greatly based on a planner's experience, location, time of year, etc., but you can expect to pay anywhere from a couple thousand dollars to $10,000 and beyond for this full service level of planning. And finally, many wedding planners will offer a variety of services that fall between these two service levels that I just described. So if this is a vendor you're interested in potentially including within your plans, don't be concerned that you have to choose one or the other. As you're researching different options, any potential wedding planners who you are considering should have clear pricing and packages either listed on their website or available upon request for you to study and carefully consider. You'll definitely want at least one face-to-face meeting with any potential wedding planner before making a final decision, before putting down a deposit, and before signing any contract. And we're going to review that in much more detail in just a few minutes. And now that we've reviewed the bare bones basics, let's explore whether or not this is a vendor you even want to include in your wedding plans. If we're right here right now and the thought of earmarking hundreds or even thousands of dollars for a coordinator is giving you extreme budget anxiety, then fear not. Hiring a professional wedding planner of any service level is definitely not a requirement for hosting a well-planned, well-executed, meaningful, and beautiful wedding. So to get started with the next portion of our conversation, let's go over some specific questions to consider if you're on the fence about whether or not you want to work with a wedding planner. And the first question to ask yourself is a professional wedding planner within your budget? Simple enough, right? Again, you can expect to pay anywhere from at least $500 for very minimal day of coordination support and anywhere from a couple thousand dollars way on up from there for more hands-on help throughout your engagement and throughout your planning process. Another question to ask is, does your venue include staff or a staff member to coordinate setup and cleanup on your wedding day? Many all-inclusive venues do come complete with an on-site coordinator, in which case, if that's you and that sounds like your venue, you're probably all set in terms of the day of services. But of course, I'll side note here, this is definitely something that you want to double check and confirm with your venue on. Please do not assume that just because a venue is, quote, all inclusive, it does automatically include day of coordination or support. So definitely something to make a note of to ask your venue contact next time you speak with them, or if you're in the researching phase, that might be a question that you want to prioritize as you start looking at different venues. If you're using a non-traditional or a non-inclusive wedding venue that does not include any on-site help, you will absolutely need to arrange for someone, and this can be a friend of a family member. You need to have someone designated to be your point person and to assist with the wide variety of things that are going to come up on your wedding day. So, for example, this includes vendor management on the day of, setup and takedown, directing guests, directing the wedding party, supporting the bride and the groom and the wedding party and their families, trash and restroom patrol. Not limited to these things, but there are endless numbers of things that need a point person to be tending to on the wedding day. And equally as important, you do not want to be in charge of any of these things on your own wedding day. So designating a point person is critical for an organized and enjoyable experience.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Susan's Travel Services is so excited to partner with you to plan your honeymoon, destination wedding, or maybe even your bachelor or bachelorette party. Susan and her team have been planning dream vacations for 27 years, and they are truly the best in the business for start-to-finish planning services.
Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and Susan and her team have helped me plan some unforgettable vacations, including a bachelorette party in Cabo and a family anniversary celebration in Cancun. They meticulously researched the best all-inclusive options for us based on some very specific priorities, and the professional assistance in choosing location, resort, activities, and transportation was absolutely priceless. From all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean, overwater bungalows in the Maldives, or that African safari that you've always dreamed of, save yourself hours of research and guesswork and let Susan and her team find you the best options for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Reach out to Susan and her team today by emailing info@susanstravelservices.com. And be sure to let her know that I sent you and get $50 off your final booking or $200 off your destination wedding. Her email one more time is info@susanstravelservices.com. Important question to ask yourself if you are considering whether or not you would like to hire a planner is, how much time do you have available for wedding management in the coming months? By this point, you've probably realized that wedding planning can be a little bit time and energy consuming. So if your jobs, your family, or any other personal commitments are not going to allow for much time or mental space in the coming months, then maybe a partial service coordinator simply to manage vendor check-ins, follow-up, payments, and timeline management, to name a few, maybe that's right for you. And maybe that would be a really, really helpful thing for you to have in the coming months. And then next up, ask yourself, do you want to be super involved in the ongoing planning process, follow-up, and ongoing management of all the moving pieces that consist of your wedding celebration? Some couples are more hands-off and would prefer to have someone else manage all of that ongoing follow-up and all of those smaller decisions that maybe are not that important or that critical to you. That is perfectly fine, and a full or partial service coordinator, or even enlisting help from your family and friends who do want to be really involved, either of those are great options for you. And at this point in our conversation, you have maybe decided absolutely yes or absolutely no, one way or the other, if you know that you want or do not want to hire a wedding planner. If you're still on the fence, or if you have decided that yes, you absolutely want to hire a planner, then keep listening. And if you know that this is a vendor that you absolutely do not need, then you're welcome to pause this episode right here and move on. Some notes before signing a contract with any wedding planner or coordinator. You're here because you prioritize living in integrity with your top values, and you want that to be infused throughout your wedding celebration and throughout the entire experience of your engagement. You should approach researching and hiring a wedding planning professional with a rock-solid mindset and a complete shared vision of your core values and your priorities. This is very important, and I cannot stress enough that your wedding mindset and your values cannot be outsourced to even the best wedding planner on the planet, because those things are unique to and stem from within you. Very, very important point. Please do not look over that one. Next up, your chosen wedding planner should make you feel comfortable from day one. It is critical to meet in person, face to face, with the person who will show up on your wedding day before signing any contracts or making any verbal commitments. It does not take long to get a positive or a negative feeling about someone when you meet face to face, and your wedding planner should be welcoming, energetic, professional, and they should be excited to meet you from the very moment that you connect with each other.
You should feel that you are always being listened to, respected, and that your opinions are valued. So is this person making a sincere effort to learn more and to understand what you really want on your wedding day? Or are they simply shoving vendor lists and canned scenarios at you without really understanding your vision and offering to help make it come to life? Does the person you're interviewing seem organized, collected, and professional during your in-person meetings and any phone calls? It is literally this person's number one job to keep your wedding plans and your wedding day organized. So if they do not appear to be organized throughout your communications, then that is a deal breaker. Also, a question to ask is, have they ever worked at your specific venue? If the answer is no, that definitely is not a deal breaker. However, you do want to be sure that they have a very clear understanding of the location, the layout, and any other major wedding details that you have in mind up to this point. Another important thing to consider is, are they willing to work with vendors that you select, or do they require that you choose from a set listing of vendors who they recommend? I don't want you to get stuck into having to choose from a set list of vendors down the road when that's a very easy question that you can clear up before you commit to working with someone. And then next, very important as well, how many meetings, phone calls, and emails are included in your package? And be very specific. That sounds kind of nitpicky, but in the coming or the last weeks and days before your wedding, if you have, quote, run out of communications with your planner, that's a problem. So very important to understand that. If you've seen a price listing and you know the package pricing, ask, are there any fees that are not included in those listings, in the proposal, or in the contract that you should be aware of? Perfect example, based on our last point, if I need an extra phone call with you, what's your rate hourly? By the half an hour, how do you charge that? How do you charge me for email communication? How do you charge me if we need to do an unexpected walk through the venue because of some emergency circumstance? Very important to understand all of these things. And then finally, ask for recommendations from past couples and do online searches, exhaustive searches on Google and social media channels for any posted feedback that can be really, really valuable in guiding your decision. And now let's take the spotlight off the planner and shine it on you, because as clients, you have some responsibilities and guidelines to follow too in order to make this relationship with your planner work. The first one is to be prompt with replies to any questions or requests for information. Things with your planner and working together will go so much more smoothly if your planner isn't chasing you down, leaving multiple messages, and letting days or weeks go by between making important decisions. There are timely communications, timely follow-up items, so it's really important that you are prompt in answering any questions or requests from your planner. And then next up, also very important responsibility of yours, is to be respectful of your planner's time and to honor the guidelines set forth in your contract, which I know of course you will do. Hiring a planner to assist with your wedding plans is definitely not a ticket to be 24/7 texting and emailing and expecting an immediate reply from now until your wedding day. I think that goes without saying, but I added it in there just in case. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast. For episode recaps and special offers, visit our website at wedpodcast.com. There you'll also find a link to submit your wedding questions and future show topic requests. Follow us wherever you listen for new episodes every Wednesday. And if you're loving the podcast, please leave a 5-star rating and review to share your favorite episodes and thoughts with other couples. Wishing you a happy engagement. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of it.
and we'll talk again next week, same time, same place.